there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here is a guy from Spokane, Washington, who wants to talk about Elvis's positives.
Okay.
Really?
We haven't even started the Elvis show yet. Hello, Norm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Norm.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Right on.
Right on to you, sir.
What are some of his positives?
Elvis.
Nobody could eat food lying down in his bed with his hands better than Elvis?
We're going to have the TV glasses story on our Elvis is Still Dead show today.
Good.
Right on. Good. Three Grammys. All for religious, spiritual music.
Hey, listen, Norm, have you even heard our Elvis show yet?
Oh, yeah. I heard parts of it last year. I heard some really rare stuff from Las Vegas that I had no idea how you guys got a hold of it, but...
Yeah, we got good Elvis stuff. You should let us get into the show before you want to try to balance it out with the positive stuff about Elvis.
Yeah, I didn't know what timing would be good to call.
Now, wait until we really get into it, and then if you're really a serious Elvis supporter, then we can really, you know, go round and round with you.
Yeah, but I'm not one-sided. I'm not one-sided on the issues of Elvis. I've spent 20 years researching the man, and
so have we.
It goes both ways. Oh yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I've devoted a great deal of time.
You're telling us that because this might actually be a scoop. You're telling us that Elvis goes both ways?
No.
We had heard that. You remember a couple of years ago on one of our Elvis shows?
Oh geez.
We had heard a report that Elvis
stole in a car wreck.
We had heard a report that Elvis was gay, and we had one of the members of the Memphis Mafia on the phone. We asked him about it, and
got very upset.
The guy ended the interview when we alleged that we heard that Elvis might be gay.
Marty Lacker.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I meant is, as Elvis had a good side and a bad side. I'm not going to say he was all great, and I'm not going to say he was all bad.
But had you heard the reports that he might have been gay?
Oh, I heard some little snippet out of some trashy magazine.
No, not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, if Elvis was gay, some fine musicians
and
fine musical artists.
They've done to him really but that, haven't they? I mean, they had him as a womanizer.
No, can't you picture Elvis bent over a toilet somewhere?
No.
And some guy coming up and Elvis catching and that guy pitching?
I don't think so.
We've read a number of stories that said Elvis was experimental, sexually.
Yeah.
He liked to have cameras and stuff.
Well, but not with men.
Well, we don't really know that.
Proven fact.
It was pretty, how many major rock stars?
I think he might have been gay. I'll give you this. He was bi.
How many major rock stars surrounded themselves with men? You know, he had men, a large group of 7 or 8 men wherever he went.
Yeah, and also never without a woman, ever.
Oh, no, many times, just Elvis and the boys.
In the back of the limousine. It wasn't just like, I know it was
his pool
stretch.
Parties. He would have the pool parties with just boys there.
And he had nine guys.
All those Bel Air, California parties, hundreds of women.
No. What about where they were shooting out the cameras? When they got a bunch of flash bulbs and they were shooting him in Elvis's pool, that was just Elvis and the boys.
Yeah.
What about when Elvis was working karate, and he was surrounded by a bunch of men in robes?
Yeah, but Linda Thompson accompanied him a lot to that, and Ginger Alden.
And Elvis wasn't giving it to them at that point, please.
Well, he was in bed with he was 42, Ginger Alden was 19.
Listen, face the fact, there's at least a 70% chance that your man Elvis was gay.
Where do you get 70%? What?
Maybe higher than that.
What? Come on, you guys are letting me down.
It doesn't change my love and respect for Elvis, the fact that he probably bent over and let another man take him anally.
Oh, jeez.
Or that perhaps Elvis himself would bend a man over and Elvis would do the thinking.
You're called with positive Elvis and you turn this thing around.
Well, you never know. You know, we don't really know. We probably never will know.
And I can't honestly say yes or no because I wasn't there.
Right, so listen, there's a 70%
chance. But in all the research.
All we're doing is telling you there's a chance.
In all the research,
there's a 70% chance Elvis was gay.
Nobody knew this about Rock Hudson, right?
Right. We knew it. It's a great example. We knew it 20 years before, though.
You did?
Yes.
Well documented, sir.
Really?
Really.
Well, the general public didn't know on Rock.
He didn't have many friends.
No.
But he had neighbors up the ass.
Bada bing.
Pretty obvious on Liberace, though.
Yeah, we were way out on that one, too, though.
Yeah.
But we knew that about Liberace back, before he started wearing the fur coats and the sequins.
Right.
We knew that.
You know, your man Elvis, he was a great rocker.
Right.
You know, so maybe he enjoyed tongue-kissing other men.
I don't know. Can't even buy that. Won't even go there.
Maybe, listen, why can't you still enjoy his music and also admit to the fact that perhaps Elvis was on occasion filleted by members of his mafia?
No, there's more to it than music.
Let me direct your attention towards, I guess it would today be referred to as a music video, the song Jailhouse Rock, and the choreography surrounding that from the film Jailhouse Rock. I'd like you to examine that bit of choreography and, you know, come away with your own conclusions, but note the way Elvis interacts with the other male dancers.
I understand this. And there's some dance scenes from the 68 comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Listen, dear boy, there's a 75% chance Elvis was gay.
But on all the...
If you came down to your breakfast table in the 1960s, late 1960s, wearing that leather jumpsuit that Elvis, that black leather jumpsuit, you know, people might talk.
And what do you think those... Who changed him when he pooped in his pants at night? His boys changed him. His boys came in and changed his poopy diapers.
There was some evidence of that. I had to get a towel or something.
Listen, there was an 80% chance he was gay. I mean, deal with it.
The reason he crapped his drawers, it was because of the heavy sedation from 14 different kinds of drugs on an average.
Right.
The man, drug tolerance, could kill horses with the amount of drugs he took at one time.
Robbie, you want to say something?
Just got a couple questions for the guy. I myself am an Elvis fan, too. Do you recall the decorating motif of Elvis's boyhood bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
wasn't it all pink, Rob?
With taffeta and ruffles and stuff like that.
It was rather unusual.
And he liked putting makeup on his little girlfriends, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
85%. There's now gone up to an 85% chance he was gay.
In the early 50s, who was his best friend? I'll give you a hint. He worked on the show The Rebel.
James Dean?
No. The Rebel.
Oh, The Rebel. Oh,
Nick Adams.
Think of his name.
Sexual preference was what again? Help me.
It's probably talking about stuff that normal people have no idea.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all stuff that adds up. So, sir, you're not willing to admit there's even a chance?
I'd say that there was a chance.
Mm-hmm. Right, there's a 90% chance.
Oh, now, wait a minute. It's gone from 70 to 90.
You're telling us there's a chance.
Before I'm done talking here, I'm going to have him convicted of being 100%.
Now, convicted is the wrong word.
You wouldn't be convicted?
Nothing wrong with that. Some of our most creative people in this country are gay and have been gay.
He was a strong Southern Baptist.
Well, I know.
Is there a moral issue here?
No, there's a lot of evidence that will point to the fact that perhaps he was raised a strong moral Baptist, but, you know, the lifestyle.
He didn't go to church the last 20 years of his life.
Listen.
Well, he couldn't. He can't be Elvis Presley.
Listen,
church.
Your boy was a pole smoker. It does not change the fact that he's one of the greatest rockers ever, and we're trying to devote a show to him, man.
Right on.
Right on.
So would you let us get on with our tribute?
Sorry, man.
And get that image out of your mind.
All right.
Elvis pulling down his jumpsuit, bending over a toilet.
Oh, my God.
And some man coming up and taking him from behind.
Oh, my.
I just can't.
Elvis squealing with delight. Oh, man, that's great. I love anal sex.
Oh.
That's rad. That's so good when you give it to me, man. Oh, I love being gay.
Guys, I'll
it's great being gay.
I'll still keep it open.
I was gay in the army, man. Me and all those men in the showers together. Ooh, it will fascinate you.
I would have thought more guys would have talked about that aspect if there was any truth to it.
Now, we had to consider it just done.
I want to tell you something, man.
Lived with him.
This is Elvis Presley. I love it up the butt.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, I love it up the butt. That's a little known fact about me.
All right.
At one time, I flirted Wayne Newton.
Oh, God.
He was super. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hang up.
I thought that went very well.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's start the Elvis show.
Hey.
You know, normally we don't get a call like that until we've actually started the Elvis show.
Right.
Let's start with the Elvis oath, the TCB oath.
Very good. We're going to take the oath now.
I want to tell you something, man.
Yeah, ma'am?
A humped Ed Sullivan.
Are you listening to me right now?
I'm telling you something, man.
I wonder if you want some tonight, Ed.
Dick Clark gave me a Hummer.
Oh, God.
This is Elvis Presley.
Hey.